Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
As the end of the year approaches, Freeze Firewood would like to thank all of their customers for their loyal business. They would not be here without each and every one of you. They look forward to continuing to provide you with the highest level of quality in your waterfront needs and to be your premier firewood supplier in the Northwoods. From their family to yours, they wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road in Phillips.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Packing the airports and the roads today and tomorrow expected to be among the busiest travel days of the year, with the post-Christmas travel rush in full effect.
On Friday alone, they're expecting to screen 2.5 million passengers nationwide. Now traveling by car, traffic is building back up slowly ahead of New Year's Eve. AAA is expecting today to be one of the most congested on the roads this holiday season.
ABC's Faith Abube. On the migrant crisis at the southern border, Mexican officials have announced a new task force to address the surge of asylum seekers trying to get into the U.S. It comes after a high-level meeting with Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation. And trouble for Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley after she was asked in a town hall last night in New Hampshire what caused the Civil War and then failed to directly blame slavery. Critics say there's no question the Civil War was fought predominantly over the South's desire to maintain slavery. This is ABC News. New warnings today from Israel to other countries in the Middle East.
Israel is upping the rhetoric against Hezbollah as the deadly exchanges of fire intensifies along the border. Israeli Minister Benny Gantz warning that the IDF will act to remove the militant group if the Lebanese government does not stop them from launching attacks on its territory. Gantz saying the time for a diplomatic solution is running out, and this fueling fears that a broader war could be just around the corner. Today, the funeral is being held for a high-ranking Iranian general who Tehran says Israel assassinated a few days ago. Iran has vowed to retaliate for it.
ABC's Britt Clennett in Jerusalem. About $250 million worth of American military aid headed for Ukraine, but it's likely the last batch till Congress approves more. In police custody now, a Pennsylvania man accused of breaking into a house in Coatesville, west of Philadelphia, to watch a young girl sleep. The girl's mother says he broke in four times since September. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is fired for making online pornographic videos on some popular X-rated websites. Gao was Wisconsin's longest-serving chancellor until a special meeting of the Board of Regents last night. Young people of color are still going to jail or prison at disproportionate rates. People pushing for alternative sentences say these young people need to be better equipped for life after incarceration.
It's not only about a public safety argument, though I think it's very important to recognize that kids who are held in these facilities are in fact more likely to reoffend and more likely to reoffend on a more serious charge the next time.
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, January 2nd, we've got ourselves a double. It's Schwamigan hosting Butternut for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, and Mellon hosting Schwamigan boys basketball also at 7 p.m. here on 98. Then, on Monday, January 8th, we've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith girls, again at 7 p.m. on 103.1. High school sports here on 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
Knock off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks red hot again. A 144-122 win in Brooklyn over the Nets, who for some reason rested three of their starters. Giannis with 32 points, 10 rebounds. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points in a game where the Bucks had a team-high 41 assists.
We're going to get great looks, and we got guys that can knock down shots. We play unselfish, make plays for one another. We'll be good.
They head to Cleveland to play the Cavaliers tomorrow night. NFL, former Packers Julius Peppers and guard Jari Evans named finalists on the ballot for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Evans played right guard for the Packers in 2017 after 11 years with the Saints. Players react to Jair Alexander being suspended 1 week for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love.
Yeah, I think Ja, you know, he has a unique personality, but I think Jair is a great teammate. He always has the right interest in his heart.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 29.
Brand new country.
Q Country.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Said that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
Save me the trouble. Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache.
trouble, baby.
Dan and Shay, we call that one Save the Trouble, 98Q Country. I hope you're doing well and get some good plans coming up for the New Year's weekend. We've got a big Packer-Viking game, of course, Sunday night. Oh, my. The winner of this game is still alive for the playoffs. I'll tell you this. If the Vikings win, their chances of making the playoffs are very, very good. If the Packers win, their chances are better, but not as good as the Vikings. The Vikings have some tiebreakers over pretty much everybody right now. So if the Vikings can just get tied for that 6th, 7th playoff spot, they're in good shape. But the winner of Sunday night's game, 7:30 right here, will definitely be in the driver's seat for a playoff if they win that last game of the season. Now, we still don't know what time that last game of the season will be. If the Packers are still in the playoffs, that will be a prime time game against the Bears, probably. If the Packers are out of the playoffs, they might play that game at like midnight. That is a home game. Yeah, midnight. Lambeau Field, that is a home game. So I know those of you who have tickets are sitting around wondering when that game will be. They have not announced the time of the Packer-Bear game for the last game of the season. But we do know the Packers-Vikings will play Sunday night, 5 o'clock pregame, 7:20 the kick, right?
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Step into a timeless journey at Fraser's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Get ready for flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you 4 pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab 6 wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry, 2 pieces for $10, 3 pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp, ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
Notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with
great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
AQ Country, Chase Matthew. It's called Love You Again. The 98Q Snowball Fight returns in 2024. I know, look outside. St. Joel, duh, no snow. We have our ways. We have our ways to make the snow and make it happen. Fabulous and glamorous prizes. The 98Q Snowball Fight, I believe for the third big year, will return in January. Stay tuned for more details here on 98Q.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center, known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
Time she was standing there in the ticket line.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Stops at the fence. different round here. Riley Green, Luke Combs teaming up for that one at 98Q. And John St. John making his way in next. If you haven't tuned in, local guy, Greg Gunderson, local guy, Park Falls grad. He will be on the air. He's your afternoon guy right now and for the foreseeable future, 2 to 7. And so we look forward to having him on, talking about local stuff and what matters to you. And so he'll be in this afternoon. Well, we got no Bucks today, right, because they played yesterday. We're looking forward to Packer football on Sunday. By the way, if you love that Rick Jackson Country Classic show, that'll be on Sunday from 2 to 5, and then Packers pregame at 5:03 Sunday. This is good, isn't it? This is good. I love it. Packers and Vikings, the winner is still alive for the playoffs. The loser of the game, probably done. Probably done. Definitely for the Packers, done. For the Vikings, probably still done, but they would have still a little bit of a chance to make the playoffs. Hope your Thursday's good. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning. John St. John coming in next.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code MSJ49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 29.
Unwrap the magic of Christmas with Heckman's December 2023 in-house online auction in Phillips. Bid on almost 600 unique items, including collectibles, furniture, tons of ammo, sporting goods, antiques, and more. Online bidding beginning and ending this Thursday, December 28th at 7 p.m. and following. The special preview prior from noon until 3 p.m. on that day. Let the festive bidding begin at HeckmanAuction.com and be sure to download their free mobile app. Tis the season for giving. Bid, win, and make this Christmas unforgettable. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report.
Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
When the Packers take the field Sunday night at Minnesota, they won't have their best cover man, Jaire Alexander, to cover the Vikings' top receiver, Justin Jefferson. Packers suspending Alexander on Wednesday, one game, for conduct detrimental to the team.
It's unfortunate that, you know, we're at that juncture and felt like it was in the best interest long-term for our team. Certainly, it was a tough decision, you know, especially kind of where we're at right now and, you know, one we don't take lightly, but there's standards that we're all held accountable for.
Alexander wasn't supposed to be one of the pregame captains for Sunday's game at Carolina. He decided to make himself one anyway, but the suspension went deeper than Sunday's pregame.
I'll just say this. It's never for one thing, but like I said, I think there's a lot of lessons along the way from everybody involved, and hopefully we learn from them. I think we will.
That's Matt LaFleur. Alexander has played in just one of the last seven Packers games and missed nine games total so far this season.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. AMDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Most players passed on commenting on Alexander's suspension, and those that did say something had a positive viewpoint on Jaire's locker room presence and as a teammate in general. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, he has a unique personality, but I think Jaire is a great teammate. He always has the right interest in his heart, and he's always trying to be out there and put his best foot forward.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more on the Packers and Vikings from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hey, it's Nate Smith. You set my world on fire. Yes, I'm gonna...
Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
Waiting around. She likes to get her toes done right.